Do you really want to know?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You've heard about the stress tests the government's putting our big banks through to gauge their health. How much do you deserve to know about the results? Reports are this morning the White House is trying to figure that out. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
Until now, the Treasury has acted by the principle that all banks are created equal. Strong banks and weak banks alike had access to billions of dollars in bailout funds, and the results of the stress tests would be kept under wraps to avoid exposing which banks are in worse shape. But new developments have forced the Treasury to change its tack. Yesterday, Goldman Sachs said it would pay back its $10 billion bailout loan. Now other banks are under pressure to do the same, or risk being branded as runts in the litter. The Treasury is expected to announce industry-wide results of the stress tests, as well as a public guide to explain how to interpret the results. All 19 banks are expected to pass. The Treasury hopes by releasing some targeted data, it will restore confidence in the overall financial system. But that's a dangerous game. Release too much information, and that could trigger a run on a weak bank. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Well, the big Swiss bank, UBS, is not inspiring confidence. This morning it announced a first quarter loss and said 8,700 jobs will disappear, several thousand of them here in the States. From our European desk, Stephen Beard has more.
Europe's biggest casualty of the credit crunch unveils yet another tale of woe. UBS lost $1.75 billion in the first 3 months of the year. Major job cuts are inevitable, says the bank. A further 11% of its workforce will go. UBS is now fighting on two fronts, trying to stem the continuing losses on toxic assets and battling with the US over alleged tax evasion. Chris Hughes is with the website Breaking Views. He says the bank is struggling to save what was once the world's strongest financial brand.
At the moment, the actions are pretty radical, and they do obviously stand a chance of preserving the franchise. But it's clearly going to be a much smaller, incredibly shrunken franchise compared to what it was at its peak.
Many of the bank's customers are taking fright amid the tax fraud allegations. Clients have pulled around $8 billion out of UBS accounts. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Asian stock markets closed mixed, and European shares are down 0.5% this hour. Yesterday, the Dow lost 137 points, almost 2%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 were off about the same. The government said this morning consumer prices dipped unexpectedly in March, down 0.1%, as inflation continues to fall at the fastest clip in more than a half century. If you're still listening to us in bed this morning, be warned, you might be sleeping with the enemy. The Environmental Protection Agency is hosting a bed bug summit to plan its response to a growing problem. Joel Rose reports.
After World War II, bed bugs were basically eradicated from the U.S. Not anymore. The little brown pests have turned up in college dorms, apartments, hospitals, even high-end hotels.
They're elusive. They can get in cracks in walls very easily. They're a flat bug. They're transient. They're great hitchhikers.
Greg Bauman is a senior scientist at the National Pest Management Association. He spoke to me from the EPA's Bedbug Summit in Virginia, which brings experts and industry together to talk about the problem. Over the years, the EPA has pulled many of the most potent chemicals off the shelves because of environmental concerns. Bauman says pest managers can still kill the bugs, but the public needs to be patient.
This is not a magic thing. This could take several visits.
EPA officials hope to come up with a new plan of attack before the summit wraps up today. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, delivering people-ready enterprise solutions designed to help companies do more with less. Details at Microsoft.com/people-ready. By Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th.
If you are racing against today's tax deadline, a refund might be sounding mighty nice. But did you know the government is holding tens of millions of dollars in uncollected refunds and uncollected economic stimulus checks just from last year? California Congressman Brad Sherman wants to change that, starting in Los Angeles County. Congressman, why has this money not been claimed?
Well, with the stimulus payments, you had a lot of folks who just never filed a tax return. You have people who move, and then you have deceased taxpayers whose heirs are unaware of their financial affairs.
And what do you want to do about it?
Well, I want people to claim what's owed to them. That's why we've put on my website a list that lists name and zip code of those who have either unclaimed stimulus payments or unclaimed tax refunds.
What is this project going to cost taxpayers?
Well, I don't...
Or is there any cost?
There's certainly no cost of putting this information up on my webpage. I just asked my staff to work overtime. But we're trying to refund the money to whom it's owed, and I don't regard that as a cost to taxpayers. There are many ways to deal with the federal deficit, but having certain people not get their tax refunds is not amongst them.
You know, Congressman, when I change addresses, I always notify the IRS. It's fair to ask, why should we be trying so hard to give money to people who didn't care enough to collect it in the first place?
Well, certainly if someone owes the IRS money, they make an effort to find that person. And when we're owed money, when taxpayers are owed money, likewise, so the IRS should.
What's the largest uncollected tax refund that you know about?
The average of the largest three refunds that are unpaid in the country is over $250,000 for each of those three. And I would suspect that that involves a death in the family. I can't imagine an individual aware of their own financial affairs not claiming a refund that large.
Congressman Brad Sherman of suburban L.A., thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed being on your program.
And we have that link for you at our website, marketplace.org. Again, that is just for Los Angeles County at this point. While you're there, see what our online host, Scott Jagow, is talking about in our Scratchpad blog. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.